Just before the public hearing began, Chair Debbie Osiander announced that the Assembly was postponing any action on three proposed ID ordinances. She said Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler would first look into any legal conflicts. During an Assembly break, Wheeler said he and Assembly Attorney Julia Tucker would determine if state law preempts locally required mandatory ID checks. That law demands owners and employees of businesses selling alcohol check IDs only if they are suspicious the person is underage.
They're not required to check unless they have those questions. And then for people under a license restriction, it says they don't have to check, even if they do have that question or reason to question. So then the issue is whether or not the state has preempted the field in terms of ID checks.
License restrictions, in this case, refers to Alaska driver's licenses marked by a red strip. The red strip indicates that person is prohibited by the court from purchasing alcohol. According to the Division of Motor Vehicles, 486 Anchorage residents have red stripe licenses. But former legislator Harry Crawford, who testified in favor of the mandatory photo ID check, said that's only a portion of the number who have court orders to carry the restricted license.
In Fairbanks, we have about 900 of them there. And those are the ones that have actually been picked up by people at the DMV. There have been several thousand more that have orders that haven't gone and gotten the red stripe. So there's several thousand out there, more than 4,000 that should have these red stripes on their licenses, but only 2,886 have actually picked them up at the DMV.
Crawford said Anchorage's low number of red stripe licenses indicates a lack of compliance and enforcement. Crawford authored the red stripe legislation after his wife was nearly killed by a drunk driver with several DUI arrests. He says it merely reflects a judge's sentence and is essentially a preventative measure.
It's not about catching people with a red stripe. It's about keeping those people out of the bars, out of the restaurants, and out of the package stores for purposes of buying alcohol. That's all this is about.
The three proposals now before the Assembly are photo IDs required in bars, restaurants, and package stores, photo IDs required first in package stores and then 2 years later in bars as well, and finally, ID photo checks in liquor stores only. The last proposal mirrors a voter advisory on April's municipal ballot that garnered about 65% approval. Merle Akers said he voted in favor, but only for liquor stores.
I am absolutely appalled. Somebody here in this governing bodies have decided to expand that vote to include a whole bunch of other things.
The owner of the Blue Fox Bar, Rosetta DiMicelli, said it was unfair for restaurants selling liquor to be excluded and bars included. Some opponents said the ID check wouldn't stop all DUI repeaters from purchasing liquor. Proponents said it would likely influence some, and that was reason enough. The Northeast Community Council has long backed photo ID checks. Its vice president, Stuart Grenet, would like bars included, but after repeated appearances before the Assembly over the past months, Grenier is willing to compromise.
What I would hope is that this body, it goes as far as it can with the carry-out liquor stores.
A few speakers suggested an alternative. Court-ordered electronic monitoring devices checking alcohol consumption and physical location. The Assembly is scheduled to continue the photo ID legislation matter at its May 24th meeting. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.